Through drizzling rain, 15 protesters gathered to hold a Move Your Money protest outside of the bank's 3rd Street South location. The group made speeches using a human microphone. Wendell Wilson holds Bank of America solely responsible for predatory practices.
We want the Bank of America to
stabilize the housing market, revitalize the economy.
Finally, we want the Bank of America to break this unhealthy relationship between bank and government. Robert Hudson, an 83-year-old resident, protested from a motorized wheelchair.
My wife founded an elder group, and this the elder group is in charge of this action here, and we're trying to alert the culture to the fact the wealth of the nation is so concentrated now that we have the best government money can buy, and we are in danger of slipping into an oligarchy as opposed to a representative democratic government. And it's our way of protesting this in a nonviolent way. We're very much interested in nonviolent action.
His wife, Abby Hudson, says the idea of moving money out of Bank of America is spreading. She says that even if only a few people change their opinion, it's worth the protest.
There has been additional attention made by groups, not just Occupy, but other groups around the country to reinforce this Move Your Money. And we're learning that it's beginning to have a big effect, that there are more and more people who have suddenly found a credit union or putting their money locally feels like they're doing something useful. So we decided we'd come out again today. Actually, we had kind of figured that every couple of months we would try to do this. We'll keep it going if we can.
According to Javelin Strategy and Research, an estimated 5.6 million adults changed their banking relationship during the National Bank Transfer Day in late 2011. Hudson says not only has the bank failed to improve their practices, but have instead made things worse.
The big banks are the ones that got bailed out and have failed to do anything significant to change the habits that caused their problems to begin with. And Bank of America is one of my particular favorites because it was one of the first to get involved in this whole mortgage scam thing. And unfortunately, recently we've learned that they've gotten very deeply involved in the payday loan program, which is another big problem for very low-income people who don't fully understand what's happening to them.
Hudson is referring to Advance America cash advance centers, to which Bank of America, Wachovia, and Wells Fargo are all lenders. Bank of America isn't the only national bank with a hand in payday lending or charging their customers fees. But that doesn't mean protesters are just singling out the banking giant. Greg Stimm says the choice is more symbolic.
We could have taken our pick in between Bank of America, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan Chase, any of them. We really kind of feel that Bank of America pretty much symbolizes the problem, the systemic problem with all the banks.
Stimm says he wants to see all national banks be more responsible with the money entrusted to them.
I'm part of the 99%, and I've been very upset with the all the things that have been happening with the big banks. The home foreclosures, the extraordinary fees that they're putting on customers, the big bonuses that they're giving to their CEOs, and basically just corporate irresponsibility.
In contrast to previous protests at the Tampa Bank of America building, a single security guard was the only authoritative presence at the protest. For WMNF News, I'm Liz McKibben in St. Petersburg.